On the injury front, how are you looking as we look forward to this game tomorrow?
Yeah, fine. No problems. Everyone that can be available is available. Obviously, Aaron Chapman's had a knock now. I'd going to see him be out for quite a long time with his ankle again. Armand's come back from Oxford, but he can't be involved till obviously after tomorrow. Dan Gardner's got a little knee problem. And again, he can't come back anyway till after. Baron Addison's back with us as well. So, all in all, probably where we'd like to be with what we've got.
Lots of things there. So, firstly, the fact that Harrison is back in contention, how much of a plus is that?
We want everyone fit and available. Obviously, Baron's had a family bereavement, and you know, you must show people the utmost respect at times like that. Yeah. So, Baron coming back in is good. We want as much firepower available like everybody else. You know, the reason we let a lad or two go out on loan was because we felt we had enough cover. That's been stretched over the last couple of weeks. But, you know, apart from the result at Peterborough, I felt everything else on the day was fine.
A couple of other bits there. It is quite sad about Chapman, isn't it? A different ankle, a similar problem, but another long spell on the side.
Yeah, it's really disappointing, but these things come with the game. It's football. As someone seems to be doing well somewhere, someone will always be having disappointment somewhere else. That's the nature of the game we're in. We have to respect that. The good thing for Adam is he'll have had both ankles done then. And obviously that problem shouldn't arise again. We knew that he'd have to have them. You know, probably should have got them done at the same time. But I think you could imagine how painful and awkward that would have been. But you know, that's where we're at with them.
It's interesting, I was going to bring that up. In almost the sense, you've clearly got a lot of faith in this guy because you've kept him around for such a long time. Would his ankles get in the way of him being able to make it at the levels you're trying now that he does have these genetic problems?
Yeah, I think he's got to, you know, for the majority of players in general, being fit and available to play is important, but then having the ability to be playing. You know, it's something that we've struggled with this year with some of our squad. You know, other teams do different stuff. That's their, obviously, prerogative. You know, lads have to play football. You know, if you look at Drew Talbot, for example, going down to Plymouth, playing regularly, comes back to us, looks like he's never been out of the team. But that match fitness is huge, because if Drew wouldn't have got that match fitness, he might have took a game or two longer in our team. So for Aaron Chapman, who's a young lad learning the game, he's not learning because he's not playing enough. So until he starts playing regular, we won't know his rate of progress.
Armand Nandwe back on the paddock then from Monday. I suppose we've asked this question before, but it is a big chance for him, isn't it? It's another chance to re-establish him in your thoughts.
Everyone has footballs about chances, second chances, third chances. That's the nature of the game. In everybody's squad today, people want people to change someone for someone else, and who's good enough and not good enough. And you know, the best thing for any player to do is first and foremost play well himself. You add that to a team on a good run, you normally get a happy squad, a happy environment. Unfortunately for us, we can't keep everyone happy. It's something I don't try and do sometimes, because I do believe that, you know, the squad should see people leave. I think it's part and parcel of the game. I think if you have too many signings and people aren't leaving, people can get comfortable in what they're doing. This is not against Armand, by the way, this is just in general. You know, Armand's had good spells for us, he's also had disappointing spells. Comes back to us now with the games running out this season, like everyone else may have a part to play.
Moving forward, how close were you to doing any other business yesterday? Were there many irons in the fire? Was it just bits and bats yesterday, aside from Flat? Obviously, we'll talk about him in a second.
No, we haven't looked to do anything. We are where we're at. You know, and I think sometimes you've got to respect that. I think every club in the country, whether you be the big ones, the little ones, the small ones, the middle ones, are always trying to be active. You know, we haven't been active for various reasons, and we're happy with that. You get on with it. You know, you abide by the rules of the club. Every club would like to sign. Burnley in the Premier League today would love to go out and sign two or three. That'll make it's not realistic sometimes. You must respect the fact that clubs have budgets, money, etc. We're no different than anybody else. We feel we've got balance within our squad. I feel we've got enough to still maintain a challenge for that last place.
Was there much interest in some of the players that are maybe not a regular in your starting 11 from other places yesterday?
Yeah, there was good interest in our players, yeah. Yesterday there was, which was one of the reasons why I went home and switched my phones off and come back this morning hoping Chris hadn't sold anyone. There was good interest, and that's always pleasing. You know, and as I say, we feel like we've got enough to mount a challenge. The only way you'll mount a challenge is by beating Walsall tomorrow. So that becomes the most important fixture we've had for a long time.
Interesting, listening to your comments prior to the Gillingham game about just how important that game was. Is this in that bracket now the same as that?
Yeah, without a doubt. Sheffield United have obviously had a good run. you know, coinciding with points on the board, which has made a lot of other teams disappointed. I'm sure the Sheffield United fans are quite happy. But they've sort of closed the door on the fact of that there may be two playoff places up for grabs. It seems likely that there's one now. And, you know, there's plenty of clubs fighting for it. You know, we're not one of the favourites for that at the minute. But if you win football games, you will soon find yourself getting into that position. What we have to do is target it, believe we can get there, and then go and do something about it.
Because I would imagine there's a different psychology to being the chaser in that respect, to being the chased. And if we were to ask, I don't know, Lee Johnson right now and you know, the other teams that are slightly above you, which position they would rather be in?
I'd rather be in the position. I make no bones about it. I'm, you know, every manager can tell you what they want to hear, you might want to hear them say, etc. You know, possession has always been 9/10 of the law. And if you can be in that last playoff space, you could be targeting the team above you. Unfortunately for us, we're not in it. We must win games to get there. Our supporters must believe we can get there. We've got fixtures coming up now like everybody else, that if you get positive results, you will find yourself in a positive position. If we don't get them results, then we won't find ourselves in a positive position.
And the reason why I brought up the comments prior to the Gillingham game, because whether that was obviously just said publicly, but that worked, didn't it? I mean, that was a comfortable and resounding win. It almost seems that that type of mentality is needed from here on in.
We've got a good group of players. You know, I can't ask. You know, we come away from Peterborough last week very disappointed that we got nothing out of a game where we feel we've done okay in and played well for periods. I think the biggest criticism a manager can have is when he feels players have left stuff out on the pitch. We're naive, we make mistakes, the same as everybody else. But in terms of work ethic and effort, I could never question any of my players and the club's players. So we're always happy with our lads. Can we get a bit more out of them? That's the big question from my point of view, the staff, then into the players. Can we get more out of our supporters tomorrow? Because a win tomorrow will see us in a good position going into Bradford away, Yeovil and Crewe. The bank holiday fixtures will determine everybody's fate. We want to go into them fixtures with plenty to play for.
So Walsall then is the next challenge. What do you make of them right now?
They've had a fantastic year. You know, I think Dean's been spoken about really highly of in terms of management and what he does with players, finding players, recruitment of players, the way this team play the game. They'll have had a disappointing day at Wembley. We were there exactly this time last year, you know, and it's a case of regrouping quickly after the result because someone has to lose at Wembley. That's the nature of the game. You know, I read Dean's comments about Wembley's not a place for losers, and you'd agree with that. You know, but sometimes getting there for Walsall and clubs like that was a fantastic achievement. The supporters will remember that day for a long time. You know, but Dean must pick himself and the players up and go again. We've got to make sure that we can try and maybe tie in or get in there just before they can do that. Whether we do that or not remains to be seen. You know, Walsall have had fantastic results all season. They continually have good results, and that's down to the fact of how good a manager they've got and probably the players that are available to
them. Are they still the sort of team from your watching of them, very much a side that like to build their success on possession? So in other words, if you're not on that, you might not see the ball for 20 minutes. Is that still their moniker?
If you don't see the ball for 20 minutes, you've got problems, haven't you? So, you know, for every team, we've seen plenty of the ball at Peterborough last week, but never won the game. So all in all, you can build up. Everyone nowadays can have an opinion on possession football, direct football, styles of play. The biggest result is a 20-5 on a Saturday when who wins the game. There's been plenty of different ways to win a football match. I think Dean's style is probably similar to our style, where we like to see the game played a certain way. But the most important factor is who wins. And tomorrow night, it's a good game for both. It will be, I would imagine, a good game of football. We will get a good crowd in again, and we must believe that a positive result tomorrow will see us have a good chance of still trying to get into that playoff situation.
Does the fact that you do have that game in hand, obviously it's pending, Tuesday, does that give you an element of comfort at this stage, that you're still very close and have the game in hand?
I think when you look at fixtures for other teams, and everyone will play each other in and around that, and, you know, teams can't beat each other. So I think if you just concentrate on yourself, and then you win a percentage of them games out the last nine, you know, people can all have an opinion what it'll be. If you don't get in the playoffs and you've won your games, you can't do no more about it. So we'll just concentrate on trying to win our games of football. You know, we've got good games coming up, good fixtures over the Easter period, and there's nothing better for a supporter than going to a game with an edge on it. There's nothing better. It's that build-up, the match build-up, the turning up of the ground, you know, the atmosphere in the stadium. And we've been involved in some really big games over the last couple of years. You know, tomorrow mightn't be on paper as big as them, but in terms of what we can achieve if we win, it's bigger than a lot of them.
It's exciting, isn't it? Because it's not just, it's almost who you've got as well. Bradford are there or thereabouts, aren't they? Barnsley, probably will be there or thereabouts when you play them. And, well, you never know, it might go to the last day and United will be there or thereabouts.
The fixtures are, you know, I've always maintained the same, and I'll always be as a manager that come the end of the season, everyone deserves to finish where you finish. You know, we can all make excuses and hide behind facts of whatever the facts may be. Come that last game when we finish the season at Bramall Lane, we'll have finished where we want to be. I'd like to take our supporters over there, still hoping and believing that we could finish the season with the season going on. If we don't win football games, that won't happen. So I think if we concentrate on Walsall tomorrow, the rest can take care of itself from there.
I did say I'd mentioned Flatt and then moved on to something else. So why him? What, obviously, there's a thought bit with Chapman there, but what do you see in him particularly?
Just we have a good relationship with Wolves as a club. You know, I think they trust us in what we're doing. You know, obviously, if Tommy Lee was to get injured now, we have to have a goalkeeper to go in and play. You know, certainly Flatt has got a bit more experience than one or two about it. It was a difficult situation to resolve. You know, you don't just go out and find goalkeepers and stuff like that. So great credit to Eric, Paul Mitchell, you know, for the recruitment side of it. You know, we look forward to the lad who's trained well, and hopefully we can see him maybe get some minutes on the pitch before now and end of the season. If that's the case, great. If it's not the case, that would be great as well.